Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I am sore today. Here's why. So I'm digging holes for my fence.
Yeah.
And
how many posts you got to put in, by the way?
About 30.
And how far are you?
I've got 4.
So you're 6
over
done.
2 days.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yesterday it took me 2.5 hours to dig one.
Why is that?
Because tree roots.
Oh yeah, right. Because you're in a pretty established area.
Yeah, I hit tree roots honestly the size of baseball bats yesterday, and when you hit them when you have a post auger, that's not a lot of fun on your back. When you're doing the job solo. And it's funny.
You told me you got it stuck.
My sister-in-law comes over. Don't you have any friends? I'm just like, they all work regular hours. Or when they're gone, they're on holidays, they're gone, right?
Yeah.
So, and then the auger got stuck in the ground. So it took me about an hour and a half to dig the auger out of the ground. then to actually dig the hole. So, yeah. Actually, the one hole took me almost just over 3 hours when you factor in the digging out the auger.
I bet you if you I bet you if you were paid for every swear word that came out of your mouth, you could have hired somebody to do that fence.
Yeah.
Or were you relatively calm?
I was swearing, but I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do about it.
And honestly, with this whole fence experience, you know me, I'm not a huge handyman. I've told myself go easy on myself.
Yep.
Take your time with it. Just get it done.
I'm impressed that you're trying. I'm not even going to joke with you. I'm impressed you're trying, but I wanted to ask you this question. Because whenever I find myself, let's be honest, I don't think our job's easy either. It's not easy, but it's hard in a different way. Would you rather do what we do for a living, which is talk to people and on the fly and immediacy, or would you rather be in a yard and just dig like that every day? You own a fencing company. Now, granted, you'd be more of a professional.
You know, there are a couple of advantages to both. In our job, it's not as physically demanding. It's not, but it's mentally demanding. Yeah. Although, so is that.
Yeah.
I mean, building fences or any kind of building work is not easy work.
Right.
But I think there's less politics on that side. Like yesterday, when I'm doing it, but I keep in mind, I'm my own boss. I'm not on any time restraints. But, there just wasn't as much politics involved in it. It's just straight ahead, just do it. And the results are right there. That when something you get the results.
You can go to the gym, though, probably 3 days a week and not work muscles that you work there.
Right. No, that's exactly it, dude. You get that workout in. Anyway, I've done.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like this is my first manual labor gig. No. When I was in high school, I did it and stuff. So I'm fine with it. But it reminds you definitely that you're like, man, I didn't think that part of my ass could get sore.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I think I saw a vehicle at Craven one year called the Wienermobile.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's what it said on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it had the same innocent tone as the original Wienermobile from Oscar Mayer, but nonetheless, it was there. But imagine rolling up to Craven with the actual Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. You know, the vehicle that looks like a giant hot dog?
You'd be the talk of the country thunder. There's no doubt about it.
Sure would be.
And or actually, anywhere else you went.
Anywhere you go. And actually, you can rent it on Airbnb, but only in Chicago and only for the first 3 days in August, which coincides with Lollapalooza.
Speaking of festivals.
Yeah, yeah. So, now it's actually not that much. It's like 130-some bucks a night.
So $200 Canadian.
It. And it's got a bed. It's got a living room, a little living room area. It actually looks really, really
good. Does it come
good.
With hot dogs?
Cool. Yes, it does.
Oh,
it does
that's
come with
the
hot
key
dogs.
Right
of course
there.
It
that's
does.
The key right
it comes
there.
With a mini fridge stocked with Oscar Mayer hot dogs and all the Chicago-style hot dog essentials. Also, a roller grill that you get take home.
You get it?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a promotional thing. Huh? And it comes with customized Wienermobile art on the inside. And it looks really, really good.
Oh, how many ladies would come back to your vehicle at the end of the night?
Here's the
is there a kicker here?
Sticking point.
Okay.
It will only be, like I said, available for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
They're rolling it out, I believe, July 24th. So next Wednesday,
right,
is when they give people the opportunity to rent it on Airbnb. You have to have a perfect record, great reviews, and you have to have a profile on Airbnb, of course. But have fun, because there are only 3 nights available. So only 3 people will get it.
But what if you rent it all 3 nights?
No, you can't.
Oh, you
can
only,
you maximum of 1 night is what you can rent it for.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What would your scent be?
What would my
your
scent
fragrance
be?
What would your fragrance be?
Ooh.
Right now in your life, what would your fragrance be?
Right now?
If you had to do if you had to come up with a fragrance right now, like today, we had to make a Chad McDonald fragrance.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what would sum me up. It would have to have some sort of like smell of scotch.
Mine would be London fog. Two things I like: London fog and the tea. And
I can't believe you admit that openly.
I admit it. Fresh cut grass. That would be my. What? I like fresh cut grass. I
but
like
just
cutting
because
grass.
You like the I smell like cutting, doesn't mean you're
I like no, cutting grass.
No, just because you like the smell doesn't mean that's going to be.
But
it.
I like.
Why are we talking about this anyway?
Because Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Has a fragrance coming out, believe it or not. He's dead since 1977.
Ooh, does it smell like him?
Well, I guess, whatever it is. I was trying to think, what would Elvis smell like?
Probably like...
barbecue and sweat?
No, like toilet deodorizer.
Yeah, Febreze and ham sandwiches.
And like gunpowder.
Gunpowder?
Yeah, because he shot his TVs out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Like barbecue and Febreze?
I know what I would want my smell to be like.
What would you want to be?
And I smelled just now. I'm smelling it all the time. Well, not in the studio, but in my life now. That smell of fresh lumber?
Yeah.
You know that smell?
Yes, I love
it. Isn't that a great smell?
I want new car smell. A new car smell for be my
well,
fragrance.
Well, you can. You can buy that.
As fragrance?
At a co-op? Sure. At any gas station.
No, as your fragrance.
The new car scent. No, that's what I'm saying. Spray it on you a little bit. It's real classy. Right before a date.
No, I think mine, I like fresh cut grass.
Or what about this one? This one's very unique to guitar lovers, but there's if you're a guitar player, you know it. Mm-hmm. It's you open your, if you have a Gibson guitar, you open the case, and Gibson guitar cases have that smell. It's like a vanilla kind of, I don't know if you've smelt it before.
Yeah.
But it's just an amazing smell.
I like the when you opened up the bubble gum, the baseball cards.
Yeah,
the baseball cards and the stale bubble gum. That's my fragrance.
Right. We both know that our fragrance will smell of despair and failure. But.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So Metallica played yesterday in Finland to 1% of the population. 55,000 people tuned in or turned up to watch Metallica play.
The Finnish love their metal, man.
Yeah, they do. And just recently, before the show here, a couple days before, they hosted the first ever heavy metal knitting championship.
Sweet.
Yeah, here's the lady talking about it. Check this out here. Here we go.
This is in Finland.
That's ridiculous as it is. Everyone's behind you and enjoying themselves and everyone's cheering and getting into it. Ridiculous, but it is so much fun. Everyone should do this.
So what they did is they have this band playing Iron Maiden, Slayer, and Metallica, and they have people on stage knitting.
Yeah, but like, knitting very vigorously.
Very vigorously to the music.
Headbanging while they do it. I think that's awesome. Everything about that is great because knitting is the least metal thing on
Earth.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So this face app, which we were using yesterday, makes you look older, and it's a lot of fun to use.
Everybody was using it. It was all over the internet yesterday.
But it's come out that it does take a lot of your privacy. The app itself, in order to get it, you have to sign off permission on them having access to your photos and a whole bunch of other stuff, which you do with most apps.
Yeah, well, like everybody's up in arms. Doesn't Facebook and Instagram already have your photos if they want it? Like, big deal. So Putin has it.
Yeah, that's right. That's the thing. This is a Russian-owned company, so that's why a lot of people are like, I don't know if I want to do this. Now, Do they take more things than Facebook? Yes, they do. They're if you read the fine print, they do take a lot of information from your phone. But it's like for me, all I did was just delete it. I mean, do they have? They might already have some of my stuff because of that. But I don't really. Again, I don't see why you're so mad about this. A lot of people are just up in arms. It's like, first off, you did get the app. It says in the writing that they're going to do this, and then they did that.
You're on Facebook spreading the message that the Russians could have your information. Yet, how many times has Facebook been hacked in the last 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me a break. What are we worried about?
It's almost to the point now where
the horse is already out of the barn.
If you're on the internet or if you're on an app or anything like that, you just know that you give up a certain amount of your privacy.
Well, you famous. We've told this before. You were at one of the Queen City Rocks and talking about how you didn't bring your earplugs to the show, and the next day everything was popping up ads for earplugs on your phone. How do you think that happened?
Right, exactly, because you give access to your microphone.
Microphone's on. Ethan and I were watching a show, and I forget what actor we wanted to Google, and I punch in a name, and it wasn't somebody that would be a popular actor.
Right.
And his name was at the top of my search list. Well, why would it be? Because we're talking about it. Like,
it's funny, though, they were telling all the Democratic presidential nominees down in the States to delete the app if they have it because Russia has been known to interfere with the election. So they might use it to interfere with information on their phone. That I get, because that is some shadiness there. But
Trump needs to win again.
Putin's not going to care about little old me here, although we do have an election coming up this fall, so maybe they do want that.
Who knows?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Awarding tickets to the Interrupters. Mm-hmm. They will be here in October at the Conexus Arts Center. So let's give them away to somebody out there working hard. I'm building this fence right now. It's giving me more appreciation.
More calluses and everything.
Yeah, for the people who actually, you know, put some back into their work instead of us.
We're sitting on a chair, looking at the internet. Yeah.
Drink coffee. Yeah, and exactly. Look at the internet. So, Chad, where are you at?
I'm over at Capitol Crossing over at Rochdale here. We're installing some sprinkler systems.
Oh, you're digging.
A little bit of digging. Most of the digging's done. We're just putting stuff in and backfilling now.
So what's the toughest part of putting a sprinkler system in?
Well, probably just digging down to your water source, to the city water source, is about 8-9 feet deep, and you just come off their main valves. That's the hardest part.
Well, why don't you guys you're not too far from me, so why don't you guys come on over to my place, and you can dig some fence posts for me.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, you ever put up a fence yourself?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. We did the one over on Harbor Landing on all along Dudney and West Era there. If you like that wooden fence, we can come do that.
No, Chad's got all the materials. He just needs an expert to come there. It'll be really cool. His wife's out of town. You come over, build the fence.
Yeah.
We give you tickets to the Interrupters. You build the fence, and then Chad says he did it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
Well, everything's ruined now because we sent it on the air, but... that's an off-air conversation there, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, come on.
We'll bring 7 people over. We'll have it done in 4 hours.
Well, we've only got 2 tickets, so good luck with that. Hey, man, we need a wolf howl from you.
Ow!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Lion King's out today.
Yeah, I see that. But it's the real version.
Yeah. It's not a lot of great reviews.
Well, yeah, I don't really want to see the live version. I like the animated version. Why do I want the live version for?
But that's
are we going to jazz it up for?
Well, they got to make more money. But the critics are saying that it's just kind of lacking.
Of course it's going to lack.
Well, but I don't know. I kind of thought it would be good. But they just say there's something about it that doesn't really seem authentic. And they also said something about it seems weird. When you see a lion that looks like an actual lion singing Hakuna Matata.
Well, yeah, how do you mimic a cartoon into real life?
Well, you get away with so much more.
Yeah, it's more mystical. Yeah, you're right.
So
we had Hank on from Corner Gas talking about how that Hank could do so much more than the Hank on the real Corner Gas.
Yeah. Well, physically, everything.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. So you might have to get over that. Some critics are being silly.
Critics.
They stick to the storyline too much.
Why not? Then it's not the Lion King.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
That's stupid. It's the Lion King. What do you think? What did you think you were going to see, Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah.
Like, it's the Lion King.
I think it has a 59% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, so
do you,
that's among critics.
I was going to ask you that, though. Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Do you use Rotten Tomatoes as a judge of some of the movies you go to? And if you do, has it been pretty reliable?
You know what? I actually go on Rotten Tomatoes after I see the movie. Just to see if
has that proven reliable or in sync with what you think?
Most people on Rotten Tomatoes are very picky, kind of upper crust kind. I don't know. I just find that a lot of people are they go into a movie, they can't just sit and relax and check out for 2 hours. Those people, you know, they sit down and they're critical. Oh, they could have done this. Just sit down and eat your popcorn.
Yeah, could you eat your popcorn, drink your drink, and watch the damn movie?
There are some movies that some people have considered horrible that I loved. So, like for instance, Callie, my wife, she hates the movie Mallrats. I consider it one of my all-time favorites.
How about Geely?
I've never seen Geely. Have you?
Well, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
So you've seen it.
How could you go wrong with
that? You've seen it.
Yeah.
And?
It was
bad. Okay.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.